it's come to my understanding that people have forgotten how my people work. Let me start off by stating very clearly for all, vampires do not fucking sparkle. The only exception is when a vampire is starting to catch fire in sunlight, because sunlight kills us. More on that later. I apologize. Give me a moment. April, stop the recording device. Now let me explain my little world to you. Today I'll be speaking about vampires. First off, there are three kinds of vampires, each with their own rules, abilities, and so on. The pureblood vampires are not the reanimated corpses you are familiar with.
Mistress, no one can see you, gesture to yourself.
Well, that audio recording device is quite useless. Fine. They are demons from the underworld, hell, dimension, whatever you wish to call it. Purebloods aren't even at the top of the demon food chain. They're like 8th, 9th down, something like that. It has been theorized that they are actually aliens from space. I have no way to prove or disprove this theory right now, but it is one of my very long-term goals. Originally, much like those oversized dogs, werewolves, the purebloods were massive creatures covered in hair or fur, depending on who you ask, and they were very strong, powerful, large, and so on. Well, ancient humans, your ancestors, learned to fight against them, and they have had to evolve to blend in and catch their prey. Now they look more like you and me, but that is more an illusion created by their pheromones tricking our senses and our brains into thinking they are like us. They are much larger than humans. You are probably asking yourself, why haven't I run into them then? The purebloods are able to put off a certain aura that makes you feel the need to avoid them. Think back to the last person you saw that made you feel like crossing the street to get away. That was one of them, or something of equal strength and power. The purebloods are able to go into sunlight for short periods of time, as they are in fact not corpses. They also do not sparkle.
Mistress, it is not healthy to obsess over a mortal's wet dream ideal of vampires.
It is also not healthy to upset your mistress. Most purebloods usually can only make an hour or two tops before they start catching on fire. They still need to shield their eyes, so they will wear sunglasses or similar protection. They are close to 10 times stronger and faster than most vampires of my class. Like all vampires, they have advanced hearing, sight, and smell. Garlic is just simply an awful smell. The good news on purebloods is that they are dying out. Yes, they can reproduce with each other, all mortal women, but they have been hunted to near extinction. Several of them were killed off by humans or accidents. Most of the dead purebloods, however, are because of 2 reasons. Other purebloods who wanted to get rid of them, and me. Some famous or well-known purebloods are or were Dracula. Who is, or at least was, real. He went missing. I'm going to find him one day and have my revenge for how he used me. But that's a story for another time. Bram Stoker. How do you think he knew about vampires? He was writing about Dracula and my family, the Van Helsings. The Queen, I don't know her proper name, I've never met her, and she is quite reclusive. Then there are the Lessard family members. I think the only member that is willing to go in public is Katrina Lessard. Speaking of Mr. Stoker, however, who knew killing Bram Stoker was going to cause the rest to go into hiding? Oh, I know what everyone says was the cause, but that's thanks to a little black magic on my part. You have no idea how difficult it is to catch an actual disease as a vampire, more so for purebloods. If you have any more questions about purebloods, feel free to ask the one maintaining my Tumblr page, Glomp Me, over in that same area.
Tumblr, mistress?
Yes, that thing. Now on to my type, the turned. Much like our title suggests, we used to be alive, to be humans, and at some point we ingested the blood of another vampire. The blood has to come from either turned or pure blood vampires. We are literally corpses possessed of demon blood. As such, we are unable to have children as the plumbing is broken. I honestly have no idea why that matters so much to men. We are much more susceptible to sunlight, which is why I invented sunscreen. Yes, I invented it about 10 years before the public release, and I sold the idea off to someone else so I could disguise the use of it by vampires as being a normal thing for people with fair skin.
You humans get a diluted version. Ours is essentially SPF 9000.
April, please be quiet. We are a few times stronger than a human, more so if we recently fed. Our strength is merely a fraction of the strength of the one who turned us. Now, the most important thing to remember is we can and do feed on each other. It increases our strength permanently by a small margin and brings us closer to insanity. You can think of it like a drug issue. We also begin to revert into the true original forms of the pureblood vampires. It isn't fun and is quite painful as our bones and muscles increase in mass and size, popping and expanding everywhere, and can take some time to calm down. It also hurts returning to our original state, and it takes hours to shave off the fur. I've been quite insane a few times because of this. Turned vampires cannot attack purebloods who we share a direct line with. It would be like a puppet trying to attack the puppet master. None of us can attack the queen. I can't attack Dracula, and neither can that one since I turned her. If a turned vampire ends up drinking additional blood from a pureblood, it causes our body to overheat with the power. So you can only drink from them when you are being turned.
It is essentially an overdose. We OD on the blood and overheat as a result.
Any questions, you know where to direct them. The last kind of vampire is soulless. In truth, no vampire really has a soul except maybe the purebloods. They are turned, but with more blood than what it takes to make a turned vampire at the moment of creation. They are stronger and faster than purebloods, but they do not retain a sense of self and are mindless killing machines. All muscles and no brain. There isn't much else to them except they can only make other soulless with their own blood. As Sumi told me, they sound like that one villain on Venom. I cannot fathom what that means, but I decided to mention it in case it helps put them in context for you.
It means they're really strong because of what was put into them, my lady.
Whatever. Vampires of each type drink different amounts of blood to maintain themselves. Pure bloods once every couple of years, while I require blood once a week. We can, of course, drink more, but doing so draws attention. Soulless don't stop at just blood and eat everything, and they must feed constantly. It is very costly to keep one around for any extended period of time. Most are eradicated after their purpose for creation has been completed. Others are spared and set free to cause problems in various villages and towns. Now, and this is important, there are several things that are misunderstood about vampires. Besides that insane sparkling thing, I cannot stress this enough. Vampires can't have kids with mortals unless the vampire is a pureblood. We don't sparkle in the sunlight. We die. We catch fire. We don't sparkle and we most certainly do not...
Mistress Helena, you are ranting again.
I know what I'm doing, April. Do not...
My apologies, mistress. You ordered me to.
So I did. Fine. Where did I leave off?
The misunderstood list.
Yes, that. So, this list are classic vampire lore bits that are wrong. First, reflections and pictures. Some postulate that the reason there are no photographs or reflections includes the discussion of souls. That is insane unless the wall of your room and everything else have souls. Some suggest it's due to the older mirrors and cameras using silver. That is just as stupid. We avoid leaving evidence of ourselves so we can have an easier time changing our lives. Second, garlic. I know I already covered this, but we have increased senses of smell. You could hang up old dirty diapers and it would still work. Third, ditches and water. There is some theory we can't cross running water or whatever. We can, and we do. We are not the headless horseman stuck being unable to cross a bridge. Fourth, crosses and religious artifacts. These have no power against us in and of themselves. I can touch a cross and I'm fine. The issue is the belief. Not that it has anything directly to do with you. In reality, it's due to the higher powers going, "Oh, look, a true believer who is coming against a vampire! Boom, have my power of protection, I guess." And people think it's them or their own belief. If you are not a true believer in the higher power, you are begging to save your life. You will not have any protection. Fifth, transformations. This is only for those of us who, like myself, have learned black magic, as it's normally called. The transformation spells are difficult because you have to add in a specific clause into the spell that lets you change back. Some spells have to be spoken while others have to—
Mistress, you are in professor mode again.
Yes, well, fine. All right, the last important part of this. How to kill us. Should I be mentioning this, with Dracula possibly running around out there and I definitely wanting that fucker dead? Yes. Removing our head like other head-owning beings usually does the trick. Destroy or remove our heart like most other things. Sunlight. And finally, completely draining out our blood. Cutting our stomachs wide open stops blood from being processed. When we are drained of blood or killed by sunlight, we typically turn into dust. Some of us just become raisins. It is unclear what causes the different results. We are still possessed by the demon blood, however. The good news is if that a vampire is drained of blood completely, you can add blood back in and regenerate us. And oh look, when we come back, dinner is nearby. Vampires do have specific tastes. I, for example, prefer to tease my food from time to time, but I also enjoy B+ blood.
I like A- blood.
Be quiet. No one asked you. Now, if you have any questions, you know where to go, and I may make another one of these down the line for other parts of my demonic realm or to answer your questions.